Join me, Aya Kwai, with Ubuntu Voices, Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. on 3CR. Ubuntu is a Zulu word, meaning I am here because you are. Ubuntu celebrates the positive contribution African Australians make to our communities in music, academia, the arts, and everything in between. Come with me on a journey. Ubuntu Voices, every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m.
None of us are free, one of us is chained, none of us are free.
None of us are free for sure. And this is an amazing song from Solomon Beck. It's one of the greatest songs that you could hear. If one of us is chained, none of us are free. And welcome to the show. This is Ajak here with Ubuntu. Welcome to 3CR. It is special week today. It's a disability week. And we would like to include voices from different communities. And this one is, I'm going to share with an amazing Sarah Deng, who is running the program in a western suburb. She's going to tell us about it. And I got two amazing ladies here, Kat and Karen. They're going to talk about those experiences, how it's like to have a disability, and also the theme for this year is a relationship. And I just want to welcome you all to the show, and I will start with you, Sarah. Tell us about the program.
Hi, everyone. So my name is Sarah, Sarah Deng. I'm from the South Sudanese community. I'm an NDIS provider. So I run an organization called Quality Home Care and Community Services out in the West. So we offer core supports. So the core supports are mainly to support participants with things like accessing the community, be it domestic assistance, or just that your everyday life. So our role is to ensure that people living with a disability have a voice and support them to live independently and live fulfilling lives as well. So that's my role as an NDIS provider.
Yeah. Thank you, Sarah. That's amazing to have something like that in a western suburb, particularly by someone like you from the south of Sudanese. That day, stories people don't hear. And I think it's good that, you know, you come here later to tell us about that beautiful program. And I will just start with Kat. Welcome to the show, Kat.
Thank you.
So one of the theme this year is a relationship between the people, indigenous people, and also relationship among one another as a disabled person, and your experiences as someone who is young and have a disability. And what can you tell us about all this?
My name's Catherine. I'm a participant at Quality Home Care Services, and so I wouldn't be here without my mum, who's sitting next to me today. She was helping me, like, because I was with a person before who wasn't very helpful, who was kind of taking advantage of NDIS and stuff like that. So it's been really great to be with Sarah's company and to transfer over to her company. I've had a lot of struggles in my life that I've dealt with, and without them, I feel like that I'd probably not deal with them, or I'd run away from them. So they've helped me with independence as far as going to concerts. They've helped me with, like, my independence. They've helped me with my confidence. They've just been really great. They've been a lifesaver. And honestly, like, my life is so much better being on NDIS and being with Sarah's company. As far as, you know, like, any other provider out there, like, Sarah goes above and beyond for my needs. Like, I can always get a hold of her. She's always understanding. I can talk to her. And it's not just a professional relationship either. It's, like, it's a friendship. It's a lifelong bond. And
oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know what I do without them. So they've just been really great. And if I can say one thing, it would be that I recommend them to anyone that needs the support and help, because I've been with other companies and they've just been kind of like a roadblock in a way. So if I suggest anything, it would be come to Quality Home Care and you will be supported and welcomed. They just do a great job above and beyond. So I'm really thankful for that.
Oh, that's beautiful, Catherine. Yeah, and I will come back to you again, Kat. And I'm just going to ask you, Karen, how do you feel about the whole thing, being diagnosed as you said, and you said that we talked beforehand that you know you like to talk about it.
Yeah.
And so people are aware. And one of the questions I was going to ask, it was, you know, someone have a disability in a society. Sometimes it's a burden. People don't feel like they include it in a conversation with others. Just a general in a society, not particular at the services, because these are your friends. They, the people who love you. But the society have their own issues as well with people with a disability. Do you have an experience
with
being
other
treated
companies?
Different? Not the company, okay. Yeah. Being treated different because of your disability in some sort.
In some sort, but mainly like Catherine. As she is, I had the same supports also with Sarah, and it has changed our family. Well, it's only Catherine and I. Yeah, they're so good.
It's beautiful to have great experience, isn't it? Because you could hear a lot of negative things about the services provider, but if you come to someone, like for example, I mentioned before that I'm not just a bias here. But it's something in our DNA as a community. We are communion people. We can't survive without people.
Yeah.
And that included everybody. Yeah. And I think I would say it's really there are good people, of course, doing a good thing. But I think, don't you think, it's different. It's a different culture between the communion culture and a culture, individual culture.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sarah Quality Care is the best. I'm just lost for words then.
Yeah, that's okay.
Bit of a coughing fit.
Yeah, it's a very friendly place today, and it's really beautiful, and you can just. You can just talk about anything you like, life itself, and not particular for...
I wasn't expecting anything like this. I mean, you are dark, and that is a difference, but not now. I know you people. Fantastic. You have hearts. You know, you can be Aussie and have no heart, but we appreciate you guys for showing us that there is...
We have different cultures, but as different
humanity,
cultures,
yeah.
Yeah,
we're coming together and we're understanding each other's sides, each other's backgrounds. Culturally, I feel like we're more open, having been with this company as well. Like, it's great to see that we can come together and understand each other and work together as well. Like, we're participants and stuff like that, and I can probably say that, you know, I didn't have much cultural awareness before, but I do now. And it just makes me feel so much better that I'm, like, so open-minded and so, like, wanting to be around other people that I didn't understand before. But, like, it's great. And I wouldn't change it for the world. Like, I love that we're, you know, on different sides of the train tracks, as people like to say, you know. But we're understanding, we get each other, and we're supporting each other in this world that's very tough to get through these days, you know. The one thing that people on NDIS really do need is support, and that's what Quality Care offers, support. Like, any time of the day, any time of the night, like, anything that I've struggled with, I've gotten through with them, and I couldn't be more grateful, but also thankful, and, yeah, like, they really have genuine heart. Like, they're really there for people. So when they say they're going to support you and they're there, they mean that. So
that is great. Yeah. It is. Beautiful, yeah. And having said that, what would you want to tell other people who are listening to our story that we're going to put it on to, for people to listen to it? So what do you think, what would your advice to others, people who don't have that support, and would you recommend it, the services Sarah run?
I would recommend it 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, I could not say that if I didn't genuinely mean that. And I would tell them about my experiences, and then I would ask them and be like, well, do you have a support worker or call provider that is with you 24/7? Like, do they ask you about how you're going, and are they actively involved? Because, you know, like, I have multiple friends that need to get on NDIS, and I'm always saying that they need to go to Quality Home Care. Because everything that I've experienced, and, like, the past that I've experienced with other people, is just, like, how can you not want to be with Quality Home Care? Like, how can you want to be with anyone else, you know?
Thank you.
My life has been greatly enriched and enlightened by being with this company. So I just want to show that, you know, I'm thankful and grateful for that as well, but also make other people aware that NDIS, even though it's getting a bad rap, it's not all bad. Like, there are people out there that are doing it for the right reasons, and they genuinely want to help people.
Yeah, that's really great. It's beautiful to know. And for people like yourself to be able to tell people the good experiences, it really mean a lot to other people, and so it's not all bad. You find some your people, you know. Everyone have their own people. You can find your own people, and so people can shop. If they don't, you know, they can find those people like you find yours. And so that is an important thing. And I just want to say, you know, it has been really great to have you on the studio. And I would just, it's just a positive thing to be for people with in a disability week to listen to. You know, there are so great stories, like this story is one of the best. And I would just say thanks, Sarah, for doing an amazing work. And you know, it's not the colors who work. Mm. It's just a heart. It's a people heart. Mm. And it doesn't matter where you're from. If you got heart, the difference is that I always say it's a collective culture. And they love people. And when they say that, they meant it. So... Mm-hmm. Just beautiful, and thanks you. And Sarah, would you like to say something?
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you. I know you mean that from the heart, Catherine and Karen.
I do.
So we're generally, when you come to Quality Home Care, you're not just a number. So we take you as a human being. We take you as part of the organization's family. And we're here to support anyone that we feel that they need the supports that they deserve. We're culturally safe as well. We're trauma-informed. So before we start any services, we speak with the participants themselves and we build a support plan around what their needs are, what their goals are, and we match them up with the right supports to make sure that their lives are easier every day. So that's what Quality Home Care is about. So it's genuinely from the heart. We understand there's a lot of negative information floating around about the NDIS, but that's It's not all.
There is always a talk. It doesn't matter. Yes. But what I was going to say, Sarah, how people can... Do you have a room for people to come on to join you?
Yes. So we have capacity. So if anyone feels that they're not being supported where they are, they're more than welcome to get in touch with us. And we can sit down and figure out how we can better support them.
Also, do you you work in the western suburb, or you can work anywhere?
We can work anywhere. Even if you're in Sydney, you're in Brisbane, you're in Adelaide, we'll come to you and we'll come and support you. So we work nationwide.
That is really great. Mm. And you have information, so we can put it on online.
So the company is Quality Home Care and Community Services.
Yeah.
So we are a proper registered provider.
Yeah.
So we can you can get us on our website. Qualityhomecare.com.au.
Yeah.
You can reach us there. There's a referral form on the website. So
okay.
You can put in a referral. You can contact us.
Okay.
That will come through to the team and they'll get in contact with you. So anyone can refer. So whether it's a doctor, whether it's a support coordinator, so everything's on our website there.
And the contacts are there?
The contacts are there, yes.
Oh, that's really beautiful. Yeah. It was lovely to have you today. And thank you so much. It was a great experience. And happy to you both, Disability Week. And so this is your chance, you know, for people to meet up. Mm-hmm. And one thing I didn't ask before is about a relationship, a personal relationship with you know, whether you is a your partner or in terms of partner or a term of friendship apart from work, apart from the organization. Do you get that? Do anyone have experience about that?
In
a relationship?
A relationship.
Yeah. Because most of the time, there is it's not equal relationship with some women, you know, with disability. They get taken advantage by the partners. That's what I'm referring to. So... In your ideal world, what would you like to see in terms of relationships? What would you tell other people?
That you can change.
Yeah.
If you're with one company, you can go to another company.
You have choice and control.
I was going to ask you about the personal relationship in terms of partner.
Oh, you mean as in like romantic relationship?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're both single.
Yeah, at the moment we're both single, but we have had our struggles in relationships and stuff like that, so makes it kind of complicated. But you know, like we're not gonna rule it out. You know, the fact that we want to be with someone and stuff like that. But right now we just want to work on ourselves and. Being with Sarah and stuff like that, it makes it possible. So, and also being on NDIS, it makes it possible. Like, what you thought was impossible is not impossible because they make it very easy to be like, okay, we have a problem. We're going to work through this. We're going to be there with you every step of the way.
Yeah.
So we can work on our personal relationships And we do that every day. So we're working towards that. So NDIS helps us with that as well, you know.
Great. That is really, that is really someone should listen to, because the what I was referring to is because a relationship or marriage, sometimes they women or men who disabled, they take advantage of them by a partner.
Yep.
And so that is what I was saying. And to be able to, for the people working with you to be able to support you, mm-hmm. if they can see there is someone is take advantage of you, yep. and then they, you know, in that sense, yep. not necessarily at work, or that is really a good thing. And mm-hmm. I think that is this company is so great, because some people don't get involved in that. You can deal with your own personal issue as long as it's not related to work.
Yeah.
But I think it's a great thing, don't you think? It's a great thing to be, yeah. Oh, yep. great. So, yeah, that was the last question, and I will let you go. And thank you for coming. And
thank you for having us on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You are listening to 3CR, and this is Ayak here with an amazing Sarah Deng, who is running the organization. You heard about that, and if you want to contact it, Sarah Deng, all the information will be online, and you can contact them. They have a places, and you can be just a part of this amazing positive group talking about this organization. And so don't be shy. Go to the website. Don't be shy, because the other people, they're not a typical people you expect, but it's a beautiful organization. They got heart. And that is more important than anything. So come along, contact them if you're not happy where you are. And yeah, thank you. And that was that is the end of our program for Disability Week. And I hope you enjoy it, and you share it with the people who might need the places to go, because it's not everywhere that people have talk highly about them. So this is a really great experience to be able for the people, Sarah and Catherine, to come here and talk about this great experience they have with Sarah Deng. And I am just going to play a song to you. And the song is an amazing, this woman, you know, and she is incredible, and I wouldn't be talking very much.
There was a Camptown man, used to plow and sing. And he loved his mule, and the mule loved him. When the day got long, as it does about now, I'd hear him singing to his mule and cow. Singing, come on, my sweet old girl, and I'll bet the whole wide world that we're gonna make it yet to the end of the road. Singing, hard times ain't gonna rule my mind. Hard times ain't gonna rule my mind. Bessie, hard times ain't gonna rule my mind no more. Said it's a mean old world, heavy indeed. And that big machine, it just keeps picking up speed. Well, we're supping on tears and we're supping on wine. We'll all get to heaven in our own sweet time. So come on. Your old time noise and kick till the dust comes up from the cracks in the floor. Singing hard times ain't gonna ruin my mind, brother. The camp town man, he doesn't plow no more. I saw him walking down to the cigarette store. Guess he lost that knack and forgot that song. Woke up this morning and the meal was gone. So come on, you ragtime kings, and come on, you dogs, and sing, and pick up a dusty old horn, and give it a blow.
Her Time in the City, that is from her new album. And yeah, hope you enjoy the show. And she's right, Her Time ruined my mind. And we hear that so many times, and it's said that she will die singing this music. And but it's a good thing, from a new album called Sad and Beautiful World.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.